Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Alley.
Good morning, and welcome to Thursday, which for me is basically almost Friday, which is technically the weekend.
Well, we might as well just
sleep
let's in.
Look, what are we doing here? Let's go. It's time to play. Bye.
Now, the knives are out.
Oh, you're talking about the movie. Is that what you're talking about? Sorry, I thought you were talking about the whole debacle that's going on with the royal family and Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew. The knives are out because basically there's been a press release from the royals that Prince Andrew, actually, would you like me to read it verbatim? "I have asked Her Majesty if I may step back from public duties for the foreseeable future, and she has given her permission."
He didn't ask at all. He was pushed. What's the bet?
Yeah, as if Mumsy would have said, "Sure, step down from duties." It would have been like, "You're stepping down, and then you're going to go to the Tower of London and hide there because you've disgraced the royal family."
Pop quiz.
Uh-huh. Oh, just drop it on me. I've only had one coffee so far. Just bear that in mind.
Name the four members of ABBA.
Benny, Bjorn, Frida, Agnetha. There we go.
Well done.
Boom.
I'm impressed.
Name all the people that starred in Friends. The six Friends. Remember when you couldn't think of two of them? Only kidding. Don't worry about it. Move on.
Yeah, moving right along. Yep. Now, there's a thing called Freddymeter, which has just been released, and it gives you the opportunity to pick one of four well-known Queen songs. Now, your mission is to sing along karaoke style to that song, and it rates your singing. So we did this the other day, Ali and me. This is not a version of it, but this just gives you an idea of what you have to do. You have to sing along. "Each morning I get up."
Yeah, I see.
"Can't barely stand on the feet. Take your soul."
Right. So what happened when you did that?
So it rates you on three things.
It does. It rates you on your pitch, it rates you on your range, and also the quality and the timbre of your voice.
Okay,
to match Freddie's, by the way, not just to be able to sing. This is just to match Freddie's voice.
So I did Bohemian Rhapsody the other day and got 78%.
Wow.
And I thought, that's pretty good. But then I thought, well, if I can get 78%, Ali being a professional singer, she's going to knock it out of the park.
Yeah, 44%.
What was that again?
I think it was 44 or 48.
44%.
Yeah, let's take a look in the mirror. I think that you have a male voice.
Of course.
Instantly that marries you up with a more Freddie sounding voice, where I'm a female, so my whole
is
range...
Is that your excuse?
Well, that's the truth. The range of my voice is not going to sound like the range of Freddie's voice because I am octaves above how he sings, just naturally with the tone of my voice. But my timbre was 100%.
Yeah, you nailed the timbre.
Yeah, also, the guy that sings like Freddie Mercury, Mark Martel, the one that actually did some of the singing for him in Bohemian Rhapsody, I wonder what he would score on this. I would be really interested to see if he takes this challenge, and it'd be interesting to see what it gives him. But if you want to take the Freddie Meter challenge.
Yeah, just Google Freddie Meter and it'll take you to the page. You can pick one of four well-known Queen songs and it gives you the lyrics. They pop up on the screen, as I said, like karaoke style.
Let's see if you can beat Gunner's 70 whatever percent.
78%, I wasn't even trying.
80s Extermination Murder Mystery Night is fast approaching.
It doesn't set the scene very nicely, does it? 80s Extermination.
Well, it is. It's a murder mystery. You have to figure out who done it. You have to correctly guess who sung it.
Yes, from who done it to who sung it. Let's give away those tickets to the Peel Manners 80s Extermination Murder Mystery Night, which is coming up December 13. Good morning.
Good morning. Is that the Eurythmics?
Oh, is that Eurythmics? Who are we speaking with?
Phil.
Phil.
Now, have you won anything from us in the past 60 days, Phil?
No, I've never rung before, actually.
Wow.
You've never rung. First time caller, hopefully first time winner as well. Is it the Eurythmics, Gunners?
I think it absolutely is the Eurythmics. Sweet Dreams is correct. Well done, Phil.
Thank you. Very good.
You like a bit of murder mystery / 80s / dinner?
Oh, I love them, yeah. Them all the time.
Fabulous. Well, get on your best 80s garb because you're going along to the murder mystery at the Peel Manor House, 80s style, of course. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Irish rock band U2 delayed their flight to personally thank more than 100 firefighters for all their bravery as they travelled to fight the blazes ravaging in New South Wales. The band, who were en route to Adelaide, they greeted the Country Fire Authority firefighters on the tarmac of Melbourne Airport on Tuesday, and they personally thanked them all, had chats, photos and all sorts of stuff, and then posted their praise for the firefighters to Twitter.
Amazing.
Okay, Gunners, today's hard word is peccadillo.
Peccadillo. Okay.
Is it A, a tangy fruit belonging to the citrus family, B, a buff armadillo, or C, a minor fault or sin?
It is so A. I actually know this.
A tangy fruit belonging to the citrus family?
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah.
No.
I threw those both in there to trick you. It's a minor fault or a sin. I'll put it in a sentence. It's our little peccadillos that can soon get on one another's nerves.
I'm sure we had a peccadillo tree when I was growing up.
I think you're thinking of a tamarillo.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah.
Pick a tamarillo, not pick a peccadillo. Did I say that right?
Yep. Oh,
God, well, I walked right into that one, didn't I?
I thought you were going to go with B, a buff armadillo.
Yeah, that
peck,
one.
Peccadillo.
Peck, check out my pecs. I knew it wasn't that one. Good one. Peccadillo, hey? We were talking about Christmas cake before and how thick and rich and...
Do you like a slice of Christmas pudding or Christmas cake?
Only if it's very, very thin, like
a
only a wafer thin.
A wafer thin. Because it's quite rich,
it's
isn't it?
It's very dense and it's very rich and you can only eat so much before you start feeling very full very quickly.
When we were like probably in our early 20s, my granddad... Every year gave us a Christmas pudding or a Christmas in a tin.
Right.
And you can only eat so much Christmas cake. So we'd open one, but everyone would have one. So we've got a bit of a stockpile of Christmas puddings.
You should re-gift them.
Have Gunners and Ali whenever you want. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.